You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The internet is becoming an increasingly important factor for shoppers in Brazil. Research has investigated the e-commerce attitudes of young people in five key European markets, and the right to be forgotten is making waves in Japan. The internet is becoming an increasingly important factor for shoppers in Brazil, according to research by Boston Consulting Group. Despite e-commerce accounting for just 4% of all retail sales in the country, the majority of internet users do use the internet to some degree in the product purchase journey. Over 75% of Brazilian internet users discover a particular product online, and two-thirds use the internet to research products prior to buying them. The research shows that companies targeting the country need to ensure their product information is online, as this increases the chances of a consumer discovering, researching, and ultimately buying the product, even if the actual purchase takes place in store rather than online. Brazil has an internet population of 108 million people, equivalent to 53% of the population. The Brazilian e-commerce market is worth an estimated $20 billion and is growing rapidly at a rate of 24% per year. A study by DPD and In Process has investigated the e-commerce attitudes of young people aged 18 to 25 in the UK, Germany, France, Spain, and Poland. The research revealed differing attitudes in the five countries with different economic climates and different levels of e-commerce market maturity being some of the underlying reasons for these differences. In the UK, e-commerce is a well-established shopping medium and customers are comfortable making returns. Mobile commerce is popular in the country and many outlets have their own mobile apps. Social media also forms an important part of the British online shopping experience, with Facebook being the most popular social platform. In Germany, there is a greater emphasis on finding the cheapest deal and getting value for money. Missing deliveries is a source of great frustration, meaning that low prices and good distribution channels should be key focuses for any company targeting the German market. In France, online shoppers want as little hassle as possible. They want online shops to provide the complete e-commerce experience from logging in and ordering to delivery. In Spain, the economic situation means that spenders are very price sensitive. More young people are living with their parents, meaning that delivery is less of a problem as there are more people at home to receive packages. Spanish online shoppers want e-commerce sites to have good filtering options and make the product browsing process easier. And finally, in Poland, e-commerce is slowly becoming more accepted. Young Poles like parcels to be delivered to special lockers and dislike the hassle of making returns. The cash-on-delivery payment option is extremely popular, so online shopping sites targeting the country should ensure this is one of the payment options available. Two courts in Japan have ordered Google and Yahoo Japan to remove links from the search results when two individuals' names are entered into the search engines. The two individuals in question both have criminal records that date back at least 10 years. The courts have argued that since the offences took place so long ago, it's now no longer in the public interest to have the details kept in the public domain. The individuals have argued that their right to privacy and their honor was being violated. Neither Google nor Yahoo Japan have commented on the Japanese court's ruling. The court's ruling have parallels to the right to be forgotten ruling in the EU, which says that EU citizens can ask search engines to remove links to outdated or inaccurate information about them. And finally, research by eMarketer has revealed that mobile messaging app usage is rising fastest in Central and Eastern Europe. Almost 93 million people in Central and Eastern Europe are set to use mobile messaging apps this year, up 49% on last year. Russia is the biggest single mobile messaging market in the region, accounting for 25 million users. The Middle East and Africa saw the second highest rise in mobile messaging user growth in the world, with North America and Latin America coming in third and fourth, respectively. When looking at mobile phone internet its user growth more generally rather than focusing on messaging apps, Latin America saw the strongest growth, with Central and Eastern Europe coming in second place and the Middle East and Africa coming in third place. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. I'll see you next time.